invented male fashion revolution. She said the sack sack. So long you sack sack. So long you sack sack. So long sack.
What a beautiful morning it is. And what more could you want when you walk outside on a crisp Saturday after 2 days of rain, not a single cloud left in the sky, a cool 65, then just a little bit of fuzz to go along with it. Yes, indeed, it's 10 a.m., it's Saturday, and so you are listening to The Fuzz on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. This is Mike the Distortionist here with you. You just heard a single called So Long Sad Sack by a band called Dayax, D-A-Y-A-K-S. It was their only release, a 1965 single on VDH, that's the name of the label. And they were from Belgium. The B-side was a song called Seaman, like a man who sails the seas. And I actually haven't listened to that one yet. But So Long Sad Sack is one that has been played on the show before, and it's one that I've listened to quite a few times. I think it makes good use of empty space as a device when it gets to sort of the guitar solo or leading up to the guitar solo. It's a good song. Kind of swinging. Now, every song today are songs that have been played on the show before, and that is because it's the end of the semester. And so that means this is the best of The Fuzz. And I forgot to announce that to you last week because I didn't even realize. It totally snuck up on me, and I can't believe it's already May. Normally I do Best of The Fuzz the Saturday of finals week. Next week is finals week, but I will not be here on Saturday. I will be out of town looking for big apple seeds to plant big apple trees because I'm the next big Johnny Appleseed. Coming up, we're going to hear from them. Van Morrison's band, of course. The song's called Just a Little Bit, off the 1965 album The Angry Young Them, one of the most important 60s rock and roll albums. It was on Decca Records. They were from Northern Ireland. There's a nice little saxophone going in this song. Makes you miss the saxophone. Speaking of the saxophone, I might be playing some surf music over the air this summer, but I won't be leaving the fuzz behind. I'm working on a way to do that. I'm thinking I might alternate. Every other Saturday is fuzz. Every other Saturday is surf. So I only have to still prepare one show, because I will be working and I will be taking a class over the summer. But I want to play some surf music. But I'll see y'all 2 weeks from now with the fuzz, and we'll talk about it. After them, we're going to hear from a group called Our Gang. The song's called Careless Love. It was a 1966 single on Warrior, the B-side to their song Heartbeat. It was the only release by this band from Buena Park. Then the split ends with Rich With Nothing, 1967. It was a B-side to their song called Endless Sea on CFP Records. They were from Tampa. Then The Action with their song Follow Me. Originally known as The Boys, this group formed in 1963 in England. The song was recorded in 1967 or 68, but it was not released until 95. And then finally, Don't Need Your Lovin' by Gone. Gone is from Iowa, and I've touted them as one of the greatest proto-punk bands that never gets talked about. And I think you'll understand why when you hear the song Don't Need Your Lovin'. I hope you enjoy the episode today. As I mentioned, it is Best of the Fuzz, so should be the cream of the crop. Yeah, it's a good ep. Thanks for listening. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Let me know what you might want to hear 2 weeks from now. On the 16th is when we'll be having our next episode. Otherwise, here's them with Just a Little Bit. It's a good one, so listen up.
let me down. I used to know you, we didn't have nothing, baby. You was born poor. I used to know you when you had no shoes. Hey! Hey! You hold off Amazon and lowdown blues. Hey! Hey! But now you live like a Cheshire cat. Hey! Hey! Because your pockets are big and fat. Hey! Hey! I used to know you when you
still going to the mic away from it, remember?
I was just like that, and that's right where I was last time.
Why?
Thank you. queen of Egypt. You're not the ruler of the Nile. You'll never be the queen of Sheba. You're not worth my while. You might try to find Selma, baby, for any size of man. But you don't impress nobody, baby, with your mother's charge, yeah. You ain't tough, baby. No, not so much to me. You ain't tough, baby.
Lasky and the Lavelles from Albuquerque. That song's called You Ain't Tough, a 1966 single on Space Records, and a good one. I sure would hope so. It is the best of the fuzz today, for it is the end of the semester, and that has been the tradition so far. This ends the third semester of the fuzz. It started in spring of last year. My first episode was February 1st, 2025, my dad's birthday, interestingly. And I've been having a lot of fun doing it, and I really appreciate all the wonderful listeners. You know, I've been hearing from the same people since that first semester. It's really awesome and nice and cool and good to know that people are as interested in this as I am. Quite frankly, I mentioned earlier I might be trying to play some surf music over the summer. I will be here this summer. I might be flip-flopping between garage rock, freak beats, psychedelic rock, proto-punk, the fuzz, and another surf show. I'm thinking about doing each one bi-weekly, so the same time slot, but 1 week fuzz, 1 week surf. Or I might just, you know, expand the aperture of the show to be a general 60s for the summer only, and that'll give me the freedom to play surf if I want to. But I'm kind of, I don't know, I kind of like the idea of having it be like a distinct surf rock show. But we'll talk about it. I won't be here next Saturday. I'll be here the following Saturday on the 16th. I'll be here with another episode of The Fuzz, and I'll let you know what the plan is. But for now, let's get back to the music. We're going to hear Room with a View coming up next by an artist called Art. This was off the 1967 album Supernatural Fairy Tales. Art was a UK freak beat group originally known as the VIPs and eventually went on to become Spooky Tooth. Following that, we're going to hear 10,000 Words in a Cardboard Box by the Aquarian Age, 1968 single on Parlophone. This was a group formed by the rhythm section of a formerly dissolved band called Tomorrow. John Twink Alder was the drummer, who would later go on to join The Pretty Things shortly after this single was released. And The Pretty Things is one of my favorite 60s groups. They represent well the shift from 60s rock and roll garage rock to, you know, full swing, high concept psychedelic rock. And they're really good. When I'm choosing songs for the Best of the Fuzz episodes, not only do I go based on my own opinion, but either requests that people made and asked for specifically previously, or I'll go look through my text messages, because every once in a while I'll get a text from my dad or one of my friends or something, and they'll be like, this song's good. And I'm like, oh, thanks for listening. And so I try to take into, you know, account the voice of the people, if you will. So this Aquarian Age song is a song that one of my buddies really liked. Following that, we're going to hear Cinderella from Town to Town, 1971 on Imperial, a folk rock group from the Netherlands. unrelated to the glam rock band Cinderella from Pennsylvania. I believe this was from our Easter episode about a month ago. And then finally, we're going to hear Lo Borges' Trem de Doido, the Brazilian psych-funk artist off the 1972 album Clube de Esquina. Clube da Esquina. Yes. And that's a really good song as well. It's 10:30, one quarter of the way into the show here. We have three quarters of the show left. Up until 12 o'clock, we'll be fuzzing it up. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Let me know what you want to hear on the 16th, 2 weeks from now. And for now, here's Room with a View by Art. Thank you.
to a scene. Words in a cardboard box. How do you do? depois que esse trem começa a andar, andar, deixando pelo chão os ratos mortos na praça. Quero estar onde estão os sonhos desse hotel, muito além do céu. Nada a temer, nada a combinar, na hora de achar o meu lugar no trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na praça. Não precisei muito além dessa estrada. Os ratos não sabem morrer na calçada. É hora de você achar o trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Sua casa. Quero estar onde estão os sonhos desse hotel, muito além do céu. Nada a temer, nada a combinar, na hora de achar o meu lugar no trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Minha casa. Não precisei muito além dessa estrada. Achar o trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Sua casa.
Mr.
is Noel Redding's band, Fat Mattress. Noel Redding, having previously been the bass player for the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Fat Mattress was founded in 1968 by Noel Redding, who played guitar and did vocals for the band. They opened for Hendrix when they toured the U.S. That song, Mr. Moonshine, was off the 1969 self-titled album Fat Mattress on Polydor Records. And I think maybe it's time I play a different song off that album. I picked that up at Black Flower Records and Apparel in Covington, that record. For those wondering, my shoulder doesn't really hurt anymore. At this point, it's sort of a slight general ache, or perhaps a sergeant throb. Coming up is The In Crowd. The song's called Keep It, 1965 single on Prism from Hillsboro, Ohio. The band was originally meant to record covers, but they were asked for original work at the studio, and they improvised this track, along with another called Set Me Free, different from the Kinks song Set Me Free, although that is a great song, and I ought to play it on the show one day. Following that, We the People, Mirror of Your Mind is the name of the song, 1966 single on Challenge. We the People was a band from Orlando. This song was written by Tom Tolton, who was the second guitarist, and later worked with the Allman Brothers. He also played in a group called Cowboy. After We the People, we're going to hear the Cobras with their 1967 single on Big Beat Records, a heavy hitter label with the Fuzz. The band is from Maine. The single is called Instant Heartache. It's pretty crazy. Just wait, you'll see, dude. And then 125 by The Haunted, 1966 single from Montreal. This featured on Pebbles Volume 1. And 125... I've been listening to a lot this semester, and I feel like it's sort of the perfect, you know, representation of 60s garage rock, and I don't know. It's interesting. It's like a, to me, quintessential track. And I got pretty fixated on trying to figure out what the song is about. Because, you know, in the beginning, he's, like, walking down the street, and there's this girl standing there, and he starts talking to the girl, and she says, "My name's Mary Jane. I live down the lane." And then they go into this house, and there's a bunch of executives outside or something, and he's, like, freaking out, and she goes, "Take it easy. You're in a penny arcade." And it's kind of weird. And then I think I just decided it's about, like, smoking something, you know, in a house. Anyway, following The Haunted, we'll hear Go Away by Underworld, a 1968 single on Regency Records. That was another group from Canada. They would go on to form a band called It's All Meat, which allegedly the name was taken from a dog food commercial, which sort of explains that, because otherwise it'd be kind of weird. But now that we know it's from a dog food commercial, it's fine. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Otherwise, I'm going to quit yapping and let you get to the music, because I think we might be a little pressed for time looking at the playlist here. Here is The In Crowd with Keep It, 1965 single on Prism from Hillsboro, Ohio. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll see you, baby. I'll see you tomorrow.
It's just after 11 a.m. here on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. This is Go Away by Underworld. You're listening to The Fuzz.
it gets on my head. Love me while your love is easy.
Easy When I'm Dead is the name of the song by The Charlatans. It was on their 1969 self-titled album, The Charlatans. They were from San Francisco. That album released on Philips. Coming up, we're going to hear The Abstract Sound. You're Gonna Break My Heart is the name of the song, 1966 single on CBM Records. They were from Springfield, New Jersey. Then we're going to hear a single from the Enfields, both sides of the single. We're going to start with the B-side, I'm For Things You Do. Came out in 1966. The A-side is She Already Has Somebody. This was released on Richie Records. The group was from Wilmington, Delaware. Songwriter Ted Mundo was 15 when he wrote I'm For Things You Do. I'm not sure who wrote She Already Has Somebody. It could be another original. After the Enfields, we're going to hear The Rising Storm with their song She Loved Me off the 1967 album The Calm Before. This is one of the greatest garage rock records of all time. It is well loved, possibly even revered. And after The Rising Storm, we're going to hear The Dark Horseman with Girl Stand By Me, the B-side to their 1966 single You Lied. They were from Lake City, Florida. Yes, indeed. We're about halfway through the show here, a little over halfway through the show here. I'm going to let you keep trucking. Here's You're Gonna Break My Heart by The Abstract Sound. This is a good block of songs coming up. I remember talking about jumping like a frog in the creek to this one, so I hope you enjoy.
Cost. You'll find them, behind them you got good.
Teaching Me is the name of the song by a group called The Outcasts. It was the B-side to their 1966 single, People, on Sola Records. They were from Phoenix, Arizona. And as much as I love the crazy, thrashing, garage rock, proto-punk side of things, we cannot neglect the moody, somber element of a lot of these teenage garage rock bands. For those high school heartbreaks always hit the hardest. And we got into that a little bit. The Enfields are a little bit moody, and then just now with Girl Stand By Me by the Dark Horsemen and You're Teaching Me by the Outcasts, that sort of moody garage rock. And later we're going to hear another song that's excellent and one of the perfect examples of that. There were some songs that I wanted to play this week that I simply could not find. I knew what it sounded like, but I didn't know the name of it because I couldn't remember. And then I was going through all of my playlists and couldn't figure out what song it was. And I think that's the downside to being exposed to such a large volume of music. I mean, it's at least 30 songs that get played every week, or close to 30. So sometimes that happens. But I still think we got a pretty good episode put together. Coming up is Keep It Heavy by Cream Soda. This is a 1974 single, so some of that early 70s hard psych I've talked about. It was on Trinity Records. The band was from Milwaukee. Following that is Demon Lover by Shocking Blue, the Dutch band whom I love. This was released in 1970 on their album Scorpio's Dance. And then Following Me by The Human Expression. This was unreleased until 2013 when it appeared finally on Change Records. The band is known for their songs Every Night and Love at Psychedelic Velocity. They were from Orange County. But this song, Following Me, is one that I alluded to a moment ago about the moody garage rock kind of vibe that crops up every once in a while. And this song is extremely impactful, and it's one of those songs that the sound of the song conveys so much. It does so much of the heavy lifting as far as the inherent emotional meaning, to where you don't even have to hear the words to feel the essence. And it's, I don't know, for some reason this song just like really gets me. It's excellent. I love it. So let's see if you guys feel the same way. That's Following Me by The Human Expression. That's two songs from now. And then after that will be Would You Believe Love Is Dead by The Togas. That's the B-side to their 1966 single, There She Goes, on Challenge. They were from Long Beach. But first, here's Cream Soda, then Shocking Blue, then The Human Expression. Thanks for listening.
All night. Yeah.
Use of me for loving, kindness sake. soon I'll die. Standing on a mountain, looking at the world below. This pain in my heart continues to grow. In my grave I'll be lying. I want to tell you what this girl did to me. Put me down, made me a clown. Constantly I play at the bottom, place to hide. Would you believe, battered? Would you believe, my heart is shattered? Would you believe, would you believe, would you believe, baby? Would you believe, would you believe, love is dead.
The Choir with their song In Love's Shadow. We're coming out of this sort of moody sidebar. a dimension of garage rock that has some real bangers hidden within it. The Choir was a group from Mentor, Ohio, originally known as the Mods. They were active from 1966 until 1969. This is the last talk break of the show. We got about 12 minutes left, and I got about 11 minutes of songs. So I'll hurry up. I'll be quick. I won't be here next Saturday. I'll be here two Saturdays from now, the 16th, with another episode of The Fuzz. I might be playing some surf over the summer. I'll let you know what's going on. Next week is finals week. I believe shows are optional. Graduating seniors will have an opportunity to play an extra episode of their show the week following finals. Again, I won't be here until the 16th for the next episode of The Fuzz. This has been the best of The Fuzz because it is the end of the semester. Coming up, we got Fever Tree with The Man Who Paints the Pictures, released on Philips in 1969 as a single in the Netherlands, but also featured on their self-titled album with You and I in 68. Then The Delvettes, Last Time Around, May 1966 single on Dunwich from Chicago. The Others with I Can't Stand This Love, Goodbye, RCA Victor in 1965 from Rhode Island. Then You Can Be My Baby by the Red Squares, B-side to their 1967 single Turning Around. And finally, Once Before by the Remains, B-side to their 1966 cover of Diddy Wah Diddy on Epic. The Remains formed in 1964 at Boston University, known for their song Don't Look Back. And their self-titled LP from 1966 is excellent, one of the great garage rock records of the 60s. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Here's Fever Tree.
Catch you if you fall. I know this is the last time.